The DUP, they've been accused of missing an opportunity to secure compensation for victims of Libyan-sponsored IRA terrorism. So how did the DUP miss an opportunity to secure the compensation? You may remember we talked about this last week. The government had rejected a call for a UK fund for those affected by Semtex supplied by the former Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi. Well, the TUV leader, Jim Allister, says it should have been part of the deal with the Conservatives after the June election. Jim Allister is on the phone. Is this really what your thinking is on it, Jim Allister? You think that the DUP should have had that as part of their shopping list?
Very much so, because this has been an outstanding running sore for some time, that the Libyan government vacated and facilitated the IRA with Semtex, when we all know the horrendous outcome of that across the province. And the victims, in respect of that, have been campaigning for a very long time for appropriate compensation. And here we had a glorious opportunity, an unprecedented opportunity, to use the leverage of the parliamentary arithmetic at the time when the DUP was doing their deal with the Tories to exert pressure and get progress in that. And I draw a contrast with the British government's attitude to getting compensation for its citizens with the American government, who of course ensured that Libya compensated those after Lockerbie. And here was an opportunity where the British government is taking a standoff position, saying it's really nothing to do with them, to put the pressure on them and to say, right, if you want our votes, then you know there's an issue that we've been long campaigning on. It needs progress. You have loads of frozen assets of Libya in London. There are things you can do. Now's the time to do it. And it seems to me that was a missed opportunity. And the opportunity, the question is why? Why were victims let down again on this issue?
But is this not the TUV using a victims issue for a bit of political point scoring over the DUP?
No, this is the DUP making a pretty obvious point that if the DUP were sincere, and I'm not suggesting they weren't, in associating themselves for many years with this campaign of getting compensation for victims, why did they pass up on that never-to-be-repeated opportunity to pressurise the government for progress in that? Because this thing has been going around in circles for so long that the opportunity to bring it to a head, to force the British government on side, and to use all their clout with the Libyan government to get progress was one that should not have been missed. And I think that's pretty obvious.
But those who were responsible for the atrocities will be smirking at the idea of Jim Allister having a go at Arlene Foster about something that the IRA did.
Well, those who glory in what the IRA did, they can smirk at whatever they like. They're the type of individual who, frankly, I have nothing but contempt for. Because those who glorify and justify the terror of the IRA are on a different plane in terms of humanity from the rest of us, because they think that was right when patently it was wrong. So I'm sure they are really smirking about the fact they got away with it, that they got away with importing all this Semtex, that they got away with blowing hundreds of people to bits, and that there has been no compensation for them, but for their victims. But of course, the victim makers, are those who have been on the ascendancy, those who were offended right into government, and those who are using our courts to abuse the system in order to rewrite history. So I'm sure they've much to smirk about, and this would have been one thing that would have helped wipe the smile off their face.
Do you think the victims will eventually get the compensation, or is it becoming something of a lost cause now?
I don't think one should admit that you are not deserving of compensation. Of course they are. I think that if there is the correct political pressure on the new Libyan regime, then results can be obtained. The Americans showed that to us with Lockerbie. They got the results. Why couldn't the British government get results as well? But it takes the British government to be on side, and that's why I'm pointing up the fact that it's a shame that the opportunity to put them on side, even though it was kicking and screaming, who cares, put them on side, was missed.
Okay, Jim Allister, leader of the TUV, thank you for coming on this morning.